in a pretty dress. And there's a whole line of them.
Bridesmaids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And the people who are related to you are your
relatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
People who are not related to you.
Well, I'd call them friends.
Okay. See, in some places in the U.S., they say like kith and kin. So the kin would be related to you, and
yeah,
kith would be
sure,
all the other people.
Yeah.
So some
that's
people make
a
distinction.
That's a term that is not really in my vocabulary. I'm familiar with the term. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what kind of house is this? Is this a particular style of house?
The Los Jardines, which is the name of this little subdivision that we're in, mm-hmm, which is composed of 87 houses, they're built on zero lot lines. In other words, that wall over there is on the lot line.
Oh.
There are no windows in it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have 10 feet between this wall and the next house, which is on the zero lot line.
Mm-hmm.
And the architecture more or less conforms to, it's really not a specific period, but it has a general southwestern feel, stucco, and the tile roof type thing. You might refer to it as Spanish, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not exactly that, but it's as, about as close as you can get.
Mm-hmm. Did you design this house
yes,
yourself?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
You're speaking in terms of what?
Yeah, what
style
and, yeah, sure, construction.
Oh, there's all sorts of styles. Originally, there would be a bungalow type thing,
mm-hmm,
which goes way back.
There you go.
There are all sorts of, I guess all the periods are covered one way or the
it's
other.
It's just a regular coat. You don't look like you need a dive.
Oh, thanks.
I would think it would run the gamut. You'll find English, you'll find colonial. There's several rather interesting houses on Montana Street that are the old colonial style.
Mm-hmm.
The former museum, which is on Montana Street, where you're familiar with El Paso. So
mm-hmm.
You
mostly, for the most part.
And,
yeah, I've been to
and
the museum.
The area, which is well, up on Robinson and Baltimore and that area,
mm-hmm,
find a lot of English Tudor type things that were built there, even some with slate roofs.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. And there's a lot of rock houses in.
Rock is very common here, and this is one of the few places you'll find a lot of rock houses.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the exterior walls, it's for many years in El Paso you couldn't build a frame exterior wall.
Mm.
It's been relatively recently that that was allowed by the building codes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
it used to be cinder block was a newer one, a rock, brick, double wall, I mean 8 inches of masonry.
Mm-hmm.
And, the house we had before we moved here was on the Flamingo, which was a developed, I guess, in the 60s, and that we had a solid exterior wall, which isn't the best thing in the world when it comes to insulation.
Yeah. Could you give me a sort of a word picture of your house, the kinds of rooms you have? And
well, it's more or less an open plan. As you walk in the front door, you would see all the way through to the back, and the kitchen being right off there, it's not an open kitchen per se, but we felt that we have an open feeling with the clerestory windows up above,
mm-hmm,
which gives light. The bedroom suite, theoretically, this is a 3-bedroom house, a front bedroom.
Mm-hmm.